I'm going to ask you to do something this morning that's going to be a little bit of a challenge with your imaginations. Given the beautiful weather we've had recently for November, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for just a minute and imagine the coldest time you can remember in your life. The coldest winter time you've ever experienced in your life. All right, now that you're in touch with that, I want you to imagine the coldest winter of the 20th century. And that was the winter of 1944-45. The place was Germany. It was December 16th when the Germans launched an invasion against an unsuspecting American force that was confident that it would not be long before they scattered the German armies. But the Germans had amassed a tremendous force. The Americans had underestimated their strength, and they were in trouble. On the 17th of December, Dwight Eisenhower, deciding he didn't have a lot more men and a lot more reserves, decided that he would use his secret weapon, the airborne, to address this particular attack in battle. But the weather was dismal. It was cold. It was snowy. It was overcast. The C-47s could not get into the air. And Eisenhower amassed a troop movement that was truly amazing. Put together 50,000 vehicles that transported over 250,000 troops in a couple of days. And the 101st Airborne did what they called a tailgate jump out of the back of trucks as they moved towards Bastogne, which was under siege by the German army. The airborne troops lined up on the sides of the roads, either side, left and right, because the middle of the road was reserved for the soldiers who were retreating from that battle, those who were cold, those who were scarred and wounded, those who were out of their minds with fear because of the assault of the German troops, those who had thrown away even their weapons in retreat. And the only thing the 101st Airborne was concerned about is, will we have ammo? So they started begging ammo off of the retreating soldiers as they moved into Bastogne. And they went into that city on that cold winter snowy day and held the line. They stopped the retreat, and they held it there for days. On the 19th of December, they were digging foxholes on the outer perimeter, breaking through the frozen ground. These troops who came in at the last minute in their regular uniforms and trench coats, they didn't have their wool uniforms, they didn't have wool socks, they didn't have waterproof boots for the weather. They came with what they had, and they stood their ground, and they fought there. On the 22nd of December, the German armies had completely surrounded and isolated Bastogne. They were pummeling them with artillery. They were losing thousands of troops, but had thousands more to lose as they wanted to defeat those American soldiers. And they sent a message to the American forces, surrender and surrender unconditionally. And the commander sent back the answer, nuts. The Christmas present we will give the American people and we will give ourselves is to fight a valiant fight. And they stood their ground, and Christmas Eve, the dinner of those troops, were six white beans and a cold cup of broth. The days were short, from 8 a.m. to 4. The nights were long, 16 hours. They were cold and brutal. It had snowed that night 12 inches. They had gone into town to get burlap sacks and bed sheets in order to cover their freezing feet. And they stood their ground. And on Christmas Day, 1944, the Germans threw everything they had at them. And the 101st held their position. On the 26th, General George Patton came to the rescue. But he didn't have a lot of troops, but he had supplies. And the Allied command decided, we can't just be defenders, we've got to attack. And with no reserves, they asked these men who were cold and broken and wounded to attack. By the 3rd of January, they'd fought a battle for the little village of Foy just beyond Bastogne. And on the 14th, they went in to the little village beyond it, and on the 15th, in to Rykamp. One of the first people into Rykamp was Sergeant Earl Hale, my father. He and another soldier jumped into a barn for cover, and to their surprise, they found six SS officers still there, and they took them captive. But the Germans were shelling to protect the retreat of the German soldiers, and a shell hit nearby, and shrapnel hit my father. And being distracted by the shrapnel wound, an SS soldier reached down into his boot, pulled out a knife, and slit his throat. He was left for dead in the snow. But they rescued him and took him to Luxembourg, where the doctors patched him up. The 101st fulfilled their mission and held their ground and advanced against the armored forces of the Germans. In Timothy, we hear these words from St. Paul. Share in the suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier on service gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to satisfy the one who enlisted him. We have much to give thanks for this Thanksgiving. On this Veterans Day, to give thanks for those who served valiantly in the history of our country to protect our way of life, those who are serving for us even now to fight against terrorism, those who are serving at home and abroad to protect our way of life and our freedom to come here and worship. And they are willing to make sacrifices, because that's what a good soldier does. But St. Paul says, we are soldiers of the cross. Are we willing to make sacrifices for the mission of Almighty God through Christ Jesus? Are we willing to make sacrifices for the church and the building of the kingdom of God? Because essentially, that's what stewardship's all about. Are we willing to fulfill our mission, even if it means making a sacrifice? Are we willing to hold the line and do what's necessary to be the church for this day and age in this community and witness for Jesus Christ and be soldiers of the cross? The passage from the gospel that was read today is a passage of those who enjoyed playing religious games. They were Pharisees. They didn't even believe in the resurrection. They believe all you get right here, nothing more. And they were playing a game with Jesus, trying to ask him a question, which didn't get Jesus, of course. But they thought that they could play with him and tease him and made up a story about the resurrection. And Jesus saw through their plot because he knew what his mission was. And he talked about a God who is a God of the living. This is a God who is the God of those who have served as veterans. People of faith who fought, and people of faith who died, and people of faith who were on the lines and facing death. If they believed in Christ Jesus, knew they lived whether they were alive in the flesh or not, because they live in Christ Jesus. And when we're fighting the battle of God to carry forth the mission of the church in the world today, we're alive no matter what sacrifice we make in Christ. Whether we're here in the flesh or gone, we're alive in Christ. We've already won the ultimate battle. Jesus won it for us. And he has become our supreme commander to give us our marching orders. Are we going to be faithful soldiers of the cross? I want to read to you about that cold winter. How bad it really was. From a soldier who had all of the winter protection you could have. Colonel Ralph Ingersoll, an intelligence officer with First Army, described the penetrating cold. Riding through the Ardennes, I wore woolen underwear, a woolen uniform, armor-forced combat overalls, a sweater, an armor-forced field jacket with elastic cuffs, a muffler, a heavy lined trench coat, two pairs of heavy woolen socks, combat boots with galoshes over them, and I cannot remember ever being warm. And yet the soldiers of the 101st were in the foxholes in regular uniforms, their feet wrapped in burlap bags to hold the line. Thank God for our veterans. But thank God for those who are soldiers of the cross. Those alive and those in the past who gave us the opportunity to be here today. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are you going to be a soldier of the cross and pay the price that this church will be here victoriously in the future? That's what stewardship is all about. Are you willing to pay the sacrifice and hold the ground that God has made holy before us? Let us pray. Almighty Father, help us indeed to be soldiers of the cross and give ourselves and what little sacrifice we do make for the building of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name through Christ Jesus. Amen.